Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build into the region, keeping skies sunny, a bit of a northwest breeze, and certainly cooler than recent days, with temperatures making their way up into the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, and temperatures will drop back quickly through the 30s and 20s, and most everyone will be in the middle and upper teens by early tomorrow morning. This will lead to plenty of sunshine for the first half of the day tomorrow with that high pressure center in control. Then, as the high departs, clouds will move in from the south as a storm approaches from the lower Mississippi Valley. Still, high temperatures on Tuesday will manage to make it into the upper 30s to around 40. As that storm draws closer Tuesday night, clouds will thicken up, and by first thing Wednesday morning, we could see a little bit of light snow, sleet, or freezing rain, primarily before sunrise, and this could impact the morning drive on Wednesday, but with a storm track through the Ohio Valley and into the Great Lakes on Wednesday, mild air will flow into the region, and temperatures will quickly shoot above freezing and into the 40s on Wednesday afternoon, so precipitation for our entire area will change over to just plain rain, with southern sections getting the rain earlier and northern parts of New York and Vermont waiting until a little later in the day on Wednesday. But still plenty of rain Wednesday night for everyone and scattered showers for Thursday with highs around 50. After the storm clears through, it'll be mostly cloudy, windy, and cooler on Friday. Scattered snow showers with highs back into the mid-30s. And right now it looks mostly dry on Saturday with a few snow showers on Sunday and highs in the lower to middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving storm system will be the focus for rain and thunderstorms from the southern plains across to the southeast and mid-Atlantic states early this week. Thunderstorms could be severe in central and southwestern Texas, with gusty winds and hail the primary risks. To the north, winter storm watches and winter weather advisories have been issued for the Colorado Rockies and the Sangre de Cristo Mountains of New Mexico. Up to a foot of snow possible, along with wind gusts to 50 miles per hour as the storm moves through. And a high surf warning's in effect for the north and west-facing shores of Hawaii. A combination of strong northwest winds associated with a fast-moving cold front and a very large wintertime northwest swell will generate life-threatening surf along most north and west-facing shores of the smaller islands through tomorrow morning. Ocean water may periodically surge and sweep over beaches and coastal roadways around the time of high tide. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Imperial, California, to a low of 8 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston mostly sunny near 40, and in Buffalo increasing sun with highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high, 68, set in 1997. And the record low, 8 below zero, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:35 p.m. 10 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower 30s, but staying in the lower 20s closer to the Canadian border and in the mountains. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper teens to around 20. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the middle and upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, upper 30s to around 40. on Wednesday morning. A little bit of light snow or freezing rain, giving way to just plain rain during the day Wednesday. Highs in the lower 40s. More rain Wednesday night. Near 50 with scattered showers on Thursday. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder on Friday with snow showers in the mid-30s. Mid-30s on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds and a chance of snow showers with highs in the lower 30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.